Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, folks. Please pay attention to the weather warnings that are being issued by the media, by our organization. It's in your best interest. Be patient. Take heed to that information. Remember, it's all about being safe. We never know how quick this is going to change. In fact, it has changed very quickly. Dave Cohen, our WWL news director, was talking about the speed of the storm, these fronts that are moving through, these cells that are popping up and presenting challenges moment by moment. So just slow it down. Be patient. No need to hurry. Everyone's going to be behind schedule today. So no reason to take the risk, quite frankly. We have a great show lined up for you today. We will visit with the president and CEO of New Orleans & Company, Walt Leger. We'll be talking about a whole host of things that are happening this spring. And, man, it starts tomorrow with French Quarter Fest, and it looks like they are going to have a great weekend. In the 11 o'clock hour, we'll visit with Michael Heck, president and CEO of G&O Inc. And we'll also visit with Jerry Bologna, president and CEO of Jedco, talking about Fat City. And got a lot of good news happening throughout the metro area. We'll talk about that as well. In fact, Morgan Valerie is going to join us, marketing director of French Quarter Fest that starts Thursday. I was looking at the lineup yesterday. Very, very impressive. One of my favorite festivals, quite frankly. It's free. You get to move around the French Quarter. Every year I do so. Every year I notice things that I have missed over all the years that I've spent enjoying the French Quarter. It's a great opportunity to get down there, and it looks like the weather is going to cooperate, and it's going to be absolutely phenomenal. So we look forward to the discussion with Morgan. Wanted to talk a little bit about two different topics, and they're really kind of not related in any way this morning. So Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was testifying before Congress yesterday. And a lot of questions were asked because a lot of Democrats now are saying and trying to label the IDF, the military arm of the Israeli government, the Israeli Defense Forces, as participating in war crimes and the possibility of their acts being genocidal. And even Elizabeth Warren the other day said that international officials could determine that the war in Gaza legally constitutes genocide. So based on that, a number of members of the panel, the congressional panel that he was testifying before, the Senate Armed Services Committee, asked the question, what's going on there? Do you see evidence of genocide? And I have to say, to his credit, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said, we don't have any evidence of genocide being committed by Israel in Gaza, which was very interesting. They also asked him the question as to whether or not he would be willing to label the attack on October 7th on the Israelis as being genocide. However, he would not go that far. He called it a horrific terrorist act and said it is certainly a war crime. Now, obviously, we are in a very tenuous position right now. The Democrats are getting pressure from all angles about trying to stifle, punish the Israelis for what they are doing in Gaza and how they're going about fighting this urban warfare, one of the most difficult types of warfare there is, especially in light of the fact that Hamas is using Palestinian citizens as shields, hospitals, other important infrastructure as shields for them, because they're just willing to sacrifice the Palestinian population. And there are those that believe that the Israelis should just lay down their arms and let this craziness continue over there from the river to the sea, the fact that they want all Israelis dead. And now in this country, we are having rallies where pro-Palestinian rallies that are actually advocating death to Americans and death to Israelis. And that now we are the bad people. We are the bad people because we're supporting our ally in the region that has been there through thick and thin with us. And that we're now the bad people because they decided to support a group of people to run their government in Gaza who decided to go and kill Israelis on October 7th and have been repeatedly bombing Israel over the last 10 to 15 years. So much so they had to create a defense system called the Iron Curtain in order to minimize the amount of times that they were going to have to get aggressive in their response. And now we are the bad people. Death to America. America is a horrible country for standing side by side with the Israelis. And it's interesting because now we're getting mixed messaging out of this Biden, out of the Biden administration. They don't really know where they want to end up on this issue. They're not clear. And the reason they're not clear is they're licking the proverbial index finger and putting it up in the air to see which way the winds are blowing. And it's amazing to me that as politically savvy as they are, that they're very naive when it comes to this issue. Our international policy, international diplomacy, should not be based on the winds and the political whims of individuals. That's why we've been in so much deep it for a long, long time in this country. Are you always guaranteed pretty outcomes? Absolutely not. That's not how this works. Are you absolutely going to please the majority of the people each and every time? Not happening. Not happening. Not at all. Should we listen to every U.S. Senator, U.S. House member on this issue? No. Because we never know what's actually motivating these folks day in and day out as to where they're going to be on this issue. The reason Gaza is in the position that it's in today is should solely be borne by Gazans. They are the ones that continue to contribute and motivate the plight that they find themselves in today. And to this day, when you look at the polling in Gaza, they still maintain from the river to the sea, the vast majority of them still believe that the acts committed on October 7th were justified, and they still want death to Israelis. And the rest of the Western world wants the Israelis to sit down and negotiate a deal with these people. Really? How's that going to work out? They still want you to die, but we want them to sit at the negotiating table with the Palestinians in Gaza. They still believe that you are a colonial authority, that you robbed that land from them, and that there's no history of you being ever settled in that area, and you have no right, entitlement, otherwise, to any of it, and that it purely belongs to the Palestinians. Hell, it's called Palestine. But do we know why? Most people don't. Do your research. Go figure it out. And we continue down this path in this country of kowtowing to these individuals. It's going to be interesting to see. In fact, just the other day, they went into the Senate lunchroom and started protests there as to whether or not this administration is going to take a serious stance against these people and actually prosecute them. I can't wait to see how quick we get there. In fact, we still haven't decided whether or not we're going to prosecute the individual who threatened Brett Kavanaugh, one of the Supreme Court justices. Pretty clear. Guy showed up at his house, armed to the hilt, told everybody what he wanted to do, and yet we haven't moved that through the system at all. How does this work? And is there going to be a stream of accountability when we have the pro-Palestinians rallies completely and totally disrupting our way of life here in the United States? And in fact, calling for our death. They have every right to say that. I understand that. I'm not saying that we should stymie that. But we should look with a caution, with an eye of caution as to every singular criminal conduct that they exhibit. They should be punished. They should be arrested. And we should prosecute each and every one of them, because we should not stand by and let them trample on this country day in and day out by engaging in criminal conduct and just sit back and say, oh, well, everything's hunky-dory. They have a reason to have these rallies. Yeah, they may fully believe they have a legitimate reason for it. They don't have a legitimate reason to disrupt our way of life. And it's going to be interesting to see what our response is going to be across this country. I have been encouraged that a number of universities have actually arrested students that are doing so, arrested students that have put their hands on university officials that have stood in the way, violated the student policy, actually expelled, suspended, and placed students on probation. That we're not going to tolerate this behavior that you decide to engage in to completely and totally disrupt the atmosphere of learning on our universities. Not unlike the problems that we have from a disciplinary perspective in schools across America, it only takes a few bad apples to disrupt the whole learning environment for everyone else. You do so according to the rules. You protest according to the rules, no problem. But that's not enough for them. In fact, damn the torpedoes. The reality is that they have to go even further because they believe that they are justified in doing so. Do you? We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back, folks. Let's go to the talk line. Mike, you're up. Welcome to the show. Mike? I guess we don't have Mike. So let me just pivot real quick to what I wanted to address next before we bring our next guest on. There's been a lot of conversation in and around this notion that puberty blockers and the results of that are reversible and this, and we've been led to believe by trans activists that a lot of what's going on here is actually safe, it's secure, it prevents suicide, it does a whole lot of different things. And it's interesting because study after study after study after study, both here in the U.S. and abroad, reveal quite the opposite. And you don't hear many folks in mainstream media talking about any of these studies. And it's really interesting in France. They have become very aggressive as it relates to regulating what's actually happening there. And in fact, they received a report that said that sex reassignment in minors is potentially one of the greatest ethical scandals in the history of medicine. Let's break for a second. We've got a weather update. Dave Cohen, WWL News Director. Dave.
The bad news, Newell, is it looks like we've now had two possibly confirmed tornadoes in St. Tammany Parish, one near Slidell and the other near Pearl River. We're getting increasing damage reports from that area. The good news is that the cells that prompted those tornadoes have been moving to the north and the east. It looks like we may have just had another tornado over Stennis Space Center in Mississippi, the leading edge of the worst of that weather now in Mississippi and out of Louisiana. And the really rough part of that line never quite made it into the immediate metro area. Got over the lake and maybe just on the lakeshore area of Orleans Parish before drifting to the north and the east. The worst of the weather appears to be over now for the greater New Orleans area, but we are just still getting a better picture of the damages. Looks like the Slidell area and the Pearl River area getting the worst of it as the leading edge of this now continues to move off to the north and the east. The causeway is closed at this time because of those high winds. We're waiting for those winds to die down before they let us know. We just had a 40-mile-an-hour wind gust just on the north end of the causeway, so they're keeping that closed for now. And we are still dealing with some street flooding in New Orleans and Jefferson, but the pumps look to be catching up, Newell.
Thank you so much, Dave. In fact, we just received a number of texts asking for a causeway update. The causeway is still closed at this time, and as Dave pointed out, up to 40-mile-per-hour gust being experienced on the north end of the causeway. All right, we're going to pivot again. Morgan Valerie, Marketing Director, French Quarter Festivals, is here. Welcome to the show, Morgan.
Hello, how are you doing?
I am doing well, and I know that you are probably very excited that this weather is today and not tomorrow as y'all start the beginning of French Quarter Fest, one of my favorite festivals in the city.
Well, you know, we love to hear that. And yes, while today has been rainy and we're still in for a little bit more, we are definitely, you know, appreciative that it's happening today ahead of the festival so that we have four beautiful days of weather.
So what can we expect to experience? I was looking at the schedule and the music schedule, obviously as impressive as always.
Man, we have so much happening this year. You know, I always laugh when we're going through our planning in the fall to start preparing for next year's festivals. We always say, let's just make sure we do this right. Let's make sure we bring back all the great things that people expect from us. And, you know, we're not going to do too much more. And then before the meetings end, somehow, some way, we find a way to do so much more. So, which I don't think is a bad thing for everyone else. We're really excited about what's going to be happening this year. We've got over 300 performances happening across those 4 days. We're bringing two new stages this year. So that's going to include the Posse Gen Solar DJ stage, as well as our culinary stage that's presented by Kingfish Kitchen and Cocktails over on the Kohlmeyer lawn. So that's going to not only bring 24 new artists at the DJ stage, but we've got these brand new chef demos. So if you've ever had interest in learning a little bit more about the recipes, what's happening behind the scenes with the chefs, it's a great stage to catch up and find out more there. BK House is a new sponsor we're working with. So our stage is that if you're a street stage person that really love our street stages on Bourbon Street, they have not gone away, but we have brought them inside to the BK House, historic house and garden. So we've got a courtyard stage and a gates garden stage as well. I'm excited for people to go and enjoy that. Some great traditional jazz music there. And we've expanded as well. So back in 2017, I believe, was the last time that we were out in Spanish Plaza near the Riverwalk. We were returning to that area. Folks that have grown accustomed to making their way down the riverfront to the Jack Daniel's stage, they're going to find that the Jack Daniel's stage is now over in Spanish Plaza. Maybe a little more room to spread out. We'll have some great food over there, merch booth, all the fun things that we typically have. It's been a little bit closer up on the riverfront. But just a lot of great things. I mean, we've got 16 new food vendors coming this year. The food is crazy. We've got 69 food vendors. I mean, there's literally something for every taste bud. We've got over 70 musical debuts. There's some kind of music for everyone. And, you know, it's really just a great time for people of all ages.
You guys have made it really easy as well to navigate this because you have an app, of course, right? We have an app and you can plan out your entire day, I'm told, on that app.
You absolutely can. And so the MyFest feature in the app allows for people to be able to go straight into the app and say, hey, on Thursday, I want to make sure that I make it over to the Yabita stage for this time. But before I hop over to the Jack Daniel stage or the Tropical Isle stage, I want to make sure I grab some food from this food vendor. You can plan out that entire day within your app. You can press the star and show that you like it. You can see when there's chef demos if you want to add that in. There's a map feature that you can take a look at so you can figure out what the distance of your walk is going to be. All that is inside of the app, and just like the festival, the app is also free and accessible to all. It also is a great way to get notifications, right? So while we're not expecting any bad weather this weekend, we may have a giveaway. We may have a stage rolling a little bit longer than usual. We may have a change in an artist's time. Those notifications are always running through the app as well, and so it's a great way to keep up with what's happening throughout the weekend.
Obviously, some of the bands that are here every year, you always have a great closing lineup on every day. I mean, the lineup is chock full. I was looking at it yesterday from beginning to end. And as you pointed out, there's a little bit of every genre of music. Whatever tickles your fancy, you're going to find it on the schedule.
You absolutely will. I mean, I think one of my favorite things about French Quarter Festival is, one, it's free, so that's always great. But because of that and us not having any gates, I get a chance, even if someone working for the festival, to stop by a stage and maybe hear an artist for the first time and realize that I may either like a genre or this musician more than I may have even realized and known if I had not had the chance to hear them. And so, you know, if you're a trad jazz person, we've got that. But if you like Cajun or Zydeco, there's also that. There is R&B. There is a little bit of funk and soul in there. We even got the hip-hop sets that have kind of been growing with us. And, of course, our DJ stage, which is going to bring a little bit of everything. I mean, they've got some house music. They've got bounce music. They've got kind of the open format. So, you know, if you're looking for something Caribbean or Latin, there'll be that. And what I love about we often find in our DJs in New Orleans, they love to find a way to bring in that New Orleans music into the vibe, because, as you know, we're really big about keeping it local and making sure that you're hearing all this great music and artistry that's coming from our local talent. So they make sure to bring that through on their DJ sets as well. But yeah, I mean, there's something for everyone. We try to make sure that when you come out, you know, there's not only a stage that you can kind of find that will bring you everything you need, but some opportunities to grow that musical palette, if you will.
And we want to give a shout out. I mean, there's too many to name, but you have the all-star lineup of sponsors. And as you said, one of the most important things about this festival, unlike most, it's free. And that's made, you're able to do so through the generosity of so many great corporate sponsors. People will not be surprised by the list. They're always there through thick and thin, and they're there for French Quarter Fest.
They absolutely are. You know, we definitely want to do that shout out. I mean, our sponsors are really part of our family. They're an extended part of our office throughout the year, not just for French Quarter Festival. And while we rely on them heavily, they are really great partners and folks that we can, you know, work through things with as well. So, you know, our presenting sponsor, Chevron, not only is a presenting sponsor of the festival, but also has the Children's STEM Zone, which will be out Saturday and Sunday, which is great if you have young kids. Abita, obviously, if you like a nice cold brew, we all know that Abita is the one to go to, and so we love being able to work with them, and of course the Abita stage and all the great entertainment there. Jack Daniels, I mean, Brown-Forman comes through with all of our spirits across the festival grounds, and so we love them too. But I mean, there's so many. Broussard's is huge. They've come in not only being able to be food vendors, but also as presenting sponsors for our new culinary stage with Kingfish Kitchen and Cocktails. There's lots of things happening. You know, people ask us often about the trains. Are the trains still running across the railroad tracks? We have a partnership with the Port Nola and the Public Belt, and so they ensure that people are able to walk safely across the railroad to get to and from the festival. There's so many sponsors, and I know a lot of people say, oh, you have so many sponsors. How are you able to, you know, to be able to still do certain things? It really comes down to working with them. And all the additional assets that come out into the festival really makes a difference in being able to work with them. So we've got some new folks that are joining us this year. We're excited to bring them into the French Quarter Festival family, and looking forward to keeping those sponsorships and partnerships continued.
We're visiting with Morgan Valerie, Marketing Director, French Quarter Festivals, Inc. Morgan, any changes this year? A lot of people are always interested in traffic flow, best way to get down there. I know the footprint over the past several years has kind of been expanded, and streets are shut down to vehicular traffic. Any update there?
Yeah, so as you know, there's some construction happening on Canal Street, and so a little bit further down towards Rampart, and so it is affecting some of the streetcars and bus lines that go through. I believe that's line 37 and 38. We do keep that information updated on our website and our app. So if you go to the website and go to the Getting Around section, you'll find some info on the best ways to get to and from. We definitely encourage people to take public transportation if you can. You know, the ferry, if you're coming from the West Bank, that's an option to consider. It's a great, drops you right into the festival grounds. Of course, the streetcar and the bus lines. If you're interested in doing an Uber or Lyft, it's a great opportunity as well, because as we know, parking can be quite difficult as the crowds grow throughout the weekend. But beyond that, nothing additional that we're looking at. I think the best thing is just to consider, you know, what your route's going to be before you come. If you are looking to park, we are offering for the first time parking in our premium parking lot that is actually right on the grounds near the riverfront. You can go online and get that through our VIP passes. You can get single day parking, or you can get parking for all 4 days. And so it allows you to be sure that when you get here, you can pull right into the spot and get out whenever you're ready.
And folks, I can just tell you, I perused the website yesterday. Very It's really laid out well. Everything's easy access to get to. You want to spend some time in advance of going out there, and you just go to FrenchQuarterFest.org. They make it real simple for you, folks. If I could navigate it, anybody can. So, I truly appreciate saying, Morgan.
Thank you so much. That makes me really happy to hear. We try to make sure that everybody's able to fully understand what we got ready for them for those great 4 days.
Well, best of luck to you. I think if the weather holds up, y'all going to have record-setting crowds this year. I think a lot of folks are talking about it and looking forward to it. Absolutely. And hopefully projections will stay the same. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great festival.
Thank you so much. Hope to see you out there.
You can count on that. Morgan Valerie, Marketing Director of French Quarter Festivals, Inc. We will be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Let us go back to our conversation that we had before the weather. I was talking about Europe and their assessment as it relates to a number of studies on puberty blockers and the dangers of that. And one of them revealed that sex reassignment in minors is potentially one of the greatest ethical scandals in the history of medicine. There's been study after study after study that is basically debunked almost everything that's been provided by trans activists in saying how safe this is, how necessary it is, and that it's all reversible. And in fact, in this country, the Mayo Clinic just released a study. They used a novel approach. They had created a database of 130,000 individual cells for analysis. These were testicular samples of both those with gender dysphoria who have and have not received puberty blocker treatment. The comparison of those that had and those that hadn't provides really important insights, they say, into the potential cellular and molecular changes induced by these drugs. The Mayo Clinic experts say puberty blockers can lead to withering testicles, fertility problems, cancer among trans kids who take them, and it should raise alarm about this whole notion of transgender medicine. The findings cast doubt on the reversibility of puberty blockers, a key claim, as we pointed out earlier, of what trans activists are saying today to promote these drugs, saying that they only pause puberty, and a buy time for trans kids to make decisions about their gender. Researchers say that these puberty blockers hurt the development of both testicles and sperm production in ways that are not fully reversible and could affect users' ability to have children when they grow up. The drugs also lead to changes that have been linked with certain cancers. These calcium clusters are linked to cancers that are caused by this medication. Several studies have found, although it's still is not clear whether they are a risk factor in and of themselves. So there's still a lot of unanswered questions here, right? And it just goes on and on where the Mayo Clinic says the research team found mild to severe sex gland atrophy in puberty blocker treated children. One thing that they say is that you almost guaranteed for minors is permanent sterility for those who go through full hormonal transition. And sexual dysfunction appears to be extremely common as well. I guess the long and short of this is that we've been led to believe in the propaganda that's been put out there as it relates to this issue relative to the utilization of puberty blockers in our children has for the most part been debunked. And I think it will continue to be debunked in the future as more and more studies are done, as more and more data is collected as to the long-term effects in the utilization of same. And what you're seeing across the world, in fact, in Europe, in some of the Nordic countries, a much more aggressive approach in the minimization of this because they are recognizing that these studies that are being conducted in these countries as well, that they have yet to identify a positive thing as it relates to the administration of puberty blockers in our children. We'll be right back after the break, folks. Stay with us. This is Newell on WWL. Welcome back, folks. We're going to put a shout out to everyone that's driving out there. Please proceed with caution. We just received a number of calls from folks that pulled over on the side of the interstate in some areas. A lot of water gathered on the main travel portion of the highway, and a lot of folks getting scared by the amount of water that's moved by big trucks, 18-wheelers, and others. Please just slow down, and everyone will be better served for that for sure. When we come back after the top of the hour news break, we'll visit with Michael Heck, president and CEO of G&O Inc., as well as Jerry Bologna in the back half of that hour. The president and CEO of Jedco will talk about big plans for Fat City when we return. So stay with us. We'll be right back. This is Newell on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.